it is for us to dwell together each day. This is now the beginning of our corporate and collective cycle for this week, the week where we celebrate officially our chapter, our fraternity's founding, and we thank each of you for being on the call. We come together each day to humble ourselves to intercede on behalf of our entire brotherhood, the men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We come each day to fortify our faith in the Father, and we believe that when we move to the point where our beliefs match our behavior and our lessons are met by our living and our duty is matched by our deeds, that we will have improved in the eyesight of God and of our brothers. Two or three of us have assembled ourselves together. Our numbers have consistently been above 80 and in the 90s, and we praise God for your participation. We're glad, as always, to have members of our Supreme Council chime in and be a part of this wonderful effort. It's always good to hear our grand officers on the call, and it's always a delight to have our international brothers and our state and district organizations join us each day on the call. Today, my brothers, I salute every one of you who spent time, even as little as one day, representing our country in the military, as today is officially Veterans Day, and we praise God for each of you that served. We ask that you would pray for those who, after service, may have been affected emotionally to the point where now assistance is needed and sometimes intervention is needed. Many times veterans are overlooked and not as regarded as others of society. I pray that you would make a veteran, a special veteran, a key person to pray for today, particularly those who served in the Vietnam era. We thank God for each of you. It is always delightful to have on our call former Grand Vassalus GB40, as he has affectionately been called within the last year, and we ask Dr. Knox now to come and to give us whatever comments he feels that we need to hear from him. So let us now rise in spirit and salute GB40, Dr. Tony Knox. Dr. Knox, you have the floor.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Richardson. And brothers, good morning. I come to you as always saying thank you, and I also acknowledge and thank those veterans for all that you've done for our country, for the difference that you made, and for allowing us to have the freedoms that we do have. And I pray for those who continue to be over in harm's way, fighting to make a difference for our country. And brothers, as we go into this week, going into Achievement Week, it's great to be able to go out and hear of all the great things that the brothers are doing. It makes you proud to be a part of the greatest organization in the world. As we travel around the country, brothers are doing great things and making a difference within their communities. And brothers are being selfless. They're going out and doing things and showing that they are servant leaders and representing the way they should. And last night I had the pleasure of seeing our own brother Ray Johnson receive a Founders Award. And I want to congratulate Ray and congratulate Reverend Dr. Spearman on being the Omega Man of the Year at Tar Omega. And many of the brothers who are on this call, I'm sure, will be recognized for the work that you're doing in the community. And I pray that you'll continue doing it. We can't rest on our laurels. We've got work to do. We've got plenty of work to do as we've gone through the election cycle where we had some wins. We're praying that we'll get some more wins, but it also let us know that there's plenty of work for us to do. Brothers, it hasn't changed. We're that organization, and it's up to us. It's up to us to take the lead. The leadership is going to do everything that it can to ensure that to get all the information necessary and put us in the right place to be able to create that change. So, brothers, please continue playing your role. Continue playing your role, as I know each and every day when I talk to you and preach you to the choir. But I want you to sing to everybody else about the difference that we can make. Reverend Dr. Richardson, I thank you for this opportunity. And brothers, I thank you, and I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Knox, we love you as well, as you know we do, and we pray continually for you and your family. And we also pray for our Grand Vassalus number 41, and God will bless Dr. Marion and his family and all those who are members of our Supreme Council and of our Grand Officers. Today, my brothers, it is my delight to present to you the wonderful chaplain of the 8th District, officially known as Larry King Live, stable and stalwart steward of God's word, who will come to us now and give us what God has given to him. Dr. Larry King, you have the microphone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Grant. It's good.
Amen.
Good to hear everyone this morning. Father God, we pause to say thank you, and we want to ask that you dwell in this place. You're welcome in this place, Father. We just want to thank you for being on this call. We want to thank you, Lord, for being the kind of God that we can come to and depend on. And we just come this morning, Lord, as we go into our lesson and just giving you praise and honor and glory that you deserve for being God. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Brothers, hope you had a good weekend. Today is November 12th. And it's just so amazing that this is day 317. The calendar year is quickly coming to an end. It's amazing how time flies. And we have a lot of work to do. This morning we're going to talk about humanity's need of righteousness. Amen. See, unlike most of Paul's letters, the Romans is addressed to a church. It's a church that Paul has never visited. It's resembling a doctrinal treatise more than a personal letter. It explores in carefully worded phrases the need for provision and outworking of God's grace. Paul begins with God's wrath upon sinful humanity. Without exception, all of us have sinned and face the condemnation of God. But there is hope in the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, through whom God provides righteousness to all who believe. Now, as we go through this lesson, chapter 1 and chapter 2 is going to deal with judgment, the nature of the gospel, the need for the gospel, and objects of the gospel. And chapter 3 is going to deal with grace. That's the outcome of the gospel. Brothers, although Scripture contains the best news one could ever hope to hear, it is first painfully honest about humanity's grim condition. Isaiah 64 and 6 says, "Our righteousness acts are like filthy rags." Isaiah 1 and 18 says, "Our sins are red like crimson." And then Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, "Our hearts are deceitful and beyond cure." Brothers, Paul the Apostle, echoing the words of David the Psalmist, sums it up. There is no one righteous, not even one. Romans 3 and 10, and the Psalms 14 and 3 and 53 and 3. And it says, "And what are the wages that sin and unrighteousness earn?" Now, do you understand, when I talk to people, and especially when I am doing teaching, I ask a question, and that is, do you deserve to go to hell? And oftentimes people will look puzzled, almost as if afraid to answer the question. The question is, do you deserve to go to hell? And many times, timidly, they will look and they will say, "Well, no, I don't deserve it." And brothers, the answer is yes, you do deserve to go to hell, and so do I. See, anyone who has committed at least one sin in your life, either by thought, words, or deed, if you've committed at least one sin in your life, you deserve to go to hell. Therefore, we need a Savior, don't we? Praise the Lord. We need a Savior. See, salvation is a gift. It's a gift. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised him from the dead, the word says, thou shalt be saved. And shalt is a very strong word in the Bible. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. We need a Savior. Praise the Lord for Jesus and his shed blood. See, without him, our prognosis is grim. See, unless Jesus is our Savior, if not, new life is only a prayer away. It says, take him at his word right now. All you have to lose is hopeless eternity. Now, our insight for this morning, Paul's quotes from the Old Testament to establish that everyone, Jew and Gentiles alike, is under the power of sin. Though this passage looks like a single quote from an Old Testament text, it is really a compilation of as many as 9 passages, the Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jews, and then the Gentiles. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for giving us the assurance and the comfort of knowing that your word stands. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving us the peace that we need to travel this world. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And we thank you for all that you will do. We thank you for being our Lord. And, Father, we come to you now in spirit. Through the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have some prayer requests. First one is from Stephen DeVault, and it says, my brother chaplains, please notice the prayer request. It says, he brothers to pray for those suffering or challenged with mental health, alcohol abuse, and substance abuse conditions. We pray that they exercise humility and strength to recognize and pursue professional assistance before it affects their medical health, their families, their employment, financial, and last but not least, their spiritual wellness. Amen. Brother Gumby says, bless all the senior brothers of the fraternity. And remember the grand officers for all that they do. Also remember the undergraduate brothers for all of their hard work. And remember the brothers on the prayer line today. Amen. Amen. Brothers, we ask that you please pray for Brother Jelani Bakari, Pyro Chapter, Riverside, California, who has been hospitalized for an unspecified illness. Father, we pray for God's wonders and working healing power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Daryl Hicks is requesting prayer for Mrs. Victoria Beldo, the mother of his line brother, Alex, wrote us, who is suffering from diabetic nerve pain, neuropathy, in her hands and showing signs of dementia. Brother Ramo KB3, yes, please pray for my mother, Brenda, who is on dialysis, and Brother Nigal, who has multiple sclerosis. Pray for the entire Kirkland Army, who are all Omega men. And this is Brother Jeffrey K., Carrie Kirkland, Eric, the Wizard of Oz Kirkland, Brother Tipper Kirkland, and Brother Carrie Kirkland, Brother Eugene. Brother Ben Foster, he asked that we please pray for the families of Delta Sister Judge Janice White on the transition of her mother, Dr. Gladys Hope, Franklin White, the mother dear of NC and A&T. She was 102 years of age, praise God. She was married to Brother Dr. Frank White while living in Raleigh. They did so much for children and youth. Amen. Brother E.D. Hall, he has said we pray that Rodney Betts has been declared cancer-free. Amen. Praise God to that Mary Sue Woodard is recovering well at home after being released from the hospital. He asked that we please pray for Brother Doug Spears, who is recovering from a leg amputation. Betty Jean Lucas, who begins chemotherapy treatment today. Darnella Gaskin Barnes, who is receiving daily radiation treatment. Rose Mitchell, who receives dialysis treatment at home daily. Pray for cancer patients, Zoe Barnes, Malia Spears, and Gladys Herndon, Stephen Murphy, and Virginia Jackson. They both have myopathy. Healing from diabetes for his sister, Ava, and continued healing and recovery from surgery for Johnny Corr, Beverly Eaton, and Karen Hunt. And he also asked that we pray for Grand Bachelor's Brother Edward Brannon, Ethel Coopers, and Hattie Perry as they go through the aging process. And finally, brothers, again, I want to thank those who have served in the military and who are still serving in the military. Just wanted to say that we thank each and every one, the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. Thank you for your service on this Veterans Day. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for allowing us to just commune this morning. Thank you, Father, for those that make a conscious decision to get up early and be on this call. We ask that you bless them, Lord, in direct proportions to their faithfulness. We ask that you bless this organization of ours, the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Help us go out and share with people on the highways and byways the goodness of God. We want to thank you for this organization being designed in such a fashion that we can come together and serve humanity. Thank you, Father, as we come to you now in spirit through the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Larry, he's alive. He's
alive.